So I've obviously chatted with Dr. Manisha all through the pandemic because I'm a firm believer in the practice, and it just feels very second skin as well, because you know, like we spoke of, we are very cautious of what we're putting into our bodies as well as on our bodies, and now we're moving into that conversation of into our bodies. We probably, like I said, Googled immunity to no extent, and that's just what we're going to talk about. We've also had very many people saying that they were sick and they could not make it. So if you have a friend who's really sick, we have some Kafol tablets, chewables rather, please carry them back home for them. Okay, they really, really work. Dr. Manisha, jokes aside, how does Ayurveda define immunity? And like, immunity is something that either people believe that you have it or you don't have it. How can you instill immunity through Ayurveda?
Immunity has become such a buzzword for the past 2-3 years that everybody, mujhe apni immunity badhani hai, is such a question without understanding the concept of immunity. So immunity is something which you are born with. It is not badhani. People are born with. So it is by nature you are given something. And now with your lifestyle and diet, what you do is just maintain it. So in Ayurveda, immunity is known as Vyadhi Kshamatva. Vyadhi is disease and ability to fight disease. So basically it is to resist disease, and in case you have disease, the intensity should be very, very low. So immunity is everything that will prevent you from every kind of illness if you really have a balanced lifestyle and a good diet. That is as simple as that. Let it be a kid, let it be a grown up, let it be an elder. Everybody needs good immunity, and it only comes through how well you have groomed yourself by eating correct.
Right. That's why my stories, everybody who follows me, when I write, aaj khane mein kya hai, I'm just learning it from her. How do you know that my child has good immunity? We've actually kept an immunometer, if I may say, where you can actually check your child's immunity basis a few symptoms that obviously the Kafol team has put together. How do you really know that your child either has good immunity or doesn't?
So I call it the IQ. People think it is intelligence quotient, it is the immunity quotient, and you all can go and check it out on the Kafol kiosk. But coming to the fact, how do I know my child has good immunity? If your child is eating well, sleeping well, hardly has maybe 2 infections in an year, he's playful, he's able to express his emotions, then you have to understand he's doing well, he or she is doing well. Anything compromised. So in Ayurveda, there is a shloka which says, Sama dosha samagni sama dhatu mala kriya. I'm speaking Sanskrit because it's what WHO has adapted as health ka definition. So samadosha is balances of your energies, samagni is good digestion, and samadhatu is how your tissues are well nourished. Prasanna atma mana, so how happy you are within, your heart and mind is peaceful and happy, is a person who is healthy and has good immunity. It's plain and simple that. So it is all your mind, body and soul. You just can't keep the mind away and be bodily healthy. You really have to be happy. Your child has to be happy, and you need to have a very happy environment in the house so that you know you're breeding your child well.
We have a very consistent common question that is being asked, right? With everybody falling sick again and again and again, right? Like I was just meeting a friend over at an event, and she said, okay, my child has got a relapse of it from last week. What are we doing wrong?
That every family has to analyze. So basically, in spite of we trying to be good parents, we try to instantly gratify our kids these days. If she's demanded this, we immediately give that. Even if the person is not hungry, and slowly we somehow end up messing with the metabolism and general functions. So check how you're treating your kid. If there is a little tantrum, and if it is the kids are demanding something which is not healthy, ensure that you're not giving it to them. You try to give as much Home cooked food is what I believe in, because you cook, apart from knowing the ingredients are good, you cook it with a lot of love, and what you transfer as emotion also goes to your child. So whatever you give with love, it could be a roti with ghee and shakkar, which I have eaten in my bachpan, which was my staple food, that also is nourishing to you.
Another common question, can Ayurveda be used alongside modern medicine?
Depending on what are you using for. If you're using it for infections, fighting infections, as an immunity supplement, please go ahead and use it. It all depends on the disease that you are facing. So in case it is a very grave disease, it's an acute thing, you please consult your doctor and then take any Ayurvedic supplement, because whatever happens, there are chances that herbs and drugs interact. So be very wise. Even if you're taking simple supplement which you think is very good, just check with your doctor once. But otherwise, immunity building things are absolutely fine. They are safe.
Right. I want you to mention a very quick 5 herbs that parents should look at when you're talking about
immunity. I think people should tell me what are the best, because
okay,
they have just talked about it.
Let's ask the audience. 5 herbs.
5 herbs or fruits. Yeah. Tulsi, yes. Amazing. Haldi, yes. Ajwain patta. It's okay, it's good for cough. We're talking about immunity. So immunity is your ability to fight anything. And immunity also actually gives you happiness. If you have good immune system, you will never be cranky, irritable, angry, getting emotionally locked up, not talking to people, or having attachment issues. It is all related to that. Inflammation, everything is related. I told you, it's all about mind-body in sync. So we have done haldi, we have done, let's go to ginger, let's go to amla. Amla is one of the best immune enhancing fruits. Let's go to draksh or angur or black raisins, they are superb. Trifla is a mixture of 3 herbs, but it is really, really good. So, and also tulsi that you mentioned, pepper, never forget pepper. In case you are making food when you are ill, don't put mirchi, but add a little dash of pepper, and your cold, cough, fever, everything will get better faster.
I can literally see my mom nudging my sister, saying, see, I said it, now you're listening, so you're going to implement it.
So when I'm saying all this, I also have to mention, like Cetaphil, I will also mention my brand, which is Cofol Immunity Tablets, which is clinically tested to improve immunity on 10 vital immunity parameters. And if you are struggling with immunity issues, you can definitely try them. Apart from Cofol chewable tablets, it all comes from Vedi's trees. These are all Ayurvedic products and tried and tested and clinically tested. So you may as well go to the kiosk and find out.
Yeah, that immunometer, guys, I'm telling you, that's a game changer. You'll always keep thinking relapse, 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 but maybe it's time to find what is causing that relapse. Thank you, Dr. Manisha.
Thank you so much. Great.